Here we are by the entrance to the park that fronts onto Wetherby Road. If you're walking to Roundhay from Oakwood, Seacroft or Gipton, it's probably easiest to enter the park from here. It's worth noting that when the park was first opened, this would have been the main entrance. Prince's Avenue was not built until 1878. Nowadays, however, this feels very much like the park's back door.
For me, with Roundhay Park, it's one of those strange oasis spaces that is next door but always felt a bit alien for whatever reason. Growing up, it felt like it was 10 miles away. We never really went there until I became much older. I guess it was one of those things with my mum as a single parent and couldn't take me there as much as she'd have liked. Obviously, it's expensive to get taxis and not everyone has the time to walk long distances. My mum has quite a few health problems, so walking long distances, especially when you had two young kids at the time, would have been difficult, to say the least. I didn't really go here on my own until I was much older, especially now that I've got this electric skateboard. It's so easy to get through to Roundhay Park following Arthur's Rain, the Wybeck Woods route, and it's more accessible for me now. It's more accessible to go on a skateboard than a bike, would you believe it? Because of all the barriers they put in place on the trails. Roundhay feels very posh to people from Seacroft. Maybe it's because they take care of the park. Ours historically take a very long time to get the smallest things done, so there's a bit of animosity sometimes. It's very possible there's a divide with Wetherby Road. Seacroft is known as a priority neighbourhood, but in reality, a lot of things don't get made a priority, such as potholes, for instance, and cycling infrastructure. Roundhay Park is great, but it's not the only park in Leeds. There's so many other pocket parks that are full of potential that just hasn't been used. Rain Park is one of them, Arthur's Rain, and there's quite a few in town, in fact, like behind the Marion Street Church.
Yeah, I live right on the edge of Seacroft, so I live parallel with Eastleigh Road, so not far at all. There's a back entrance on Wetherby Road to Roundhay Park that you can get into. So, yeah, I grew up in Roundhay originally, near the Deer Park. Lived there with my mum for 22 years, and then I moved out of my mum's house and ended up finally in Seacroft. I suppose this is like my first forever home, because it's the first house that we've moved into with my little boy. It's basically what I think of when I think of my childhood, because we grew up in a single parent family, and my mum had three kids and a mortgage on a house in Roundhay, so it was whatever we could do for free. But having Roundhay Park down the street is a godsend, and I think you really take it for granted when you live near it, but having lived away from it a few times, I do really miss it when I don't have it on my doorstep.
Some people call this the back entrance to the park. We're down by Wetherby Road, where there are two little former lodge buildings and the Grand Gateway. This was actually the grand entrance to the park for visitors when Thomas Nicholson finally got himself installed here in 1819. You would have come on the new turnpike that was only opened about 1810, I think, from Leeds, and you would have turned in here and gone up this long driveway beside the impressive Waterloo Lake that had been dug out by soldiers coming back from the Napoleonic Wars. And it was all about impressing your visitors. You know, instead of coming up the old Park Avenue and just immediately into the grounds of the mansion, this was a long enough journey in your carriage, with, you know, horse-drawn carriage, to create a very grand impression of just the social standing of the gentleman you were visiting.